started speaking. I used to speak with notes and have everything all very carefully written out and so on. And there came a time when I could no longer do that. I just had to speak from my heart, which is exactly what I'm doing here with you today in this program. And when you surrender to this, when you begin to allow this force in the universe to work through you, you begin to realize that everything that shows up here in this world shows up from a source, from a place, from an energy, from a field, whatever you want to call it, and that we and these sort of piddly little egos of ours that believe that we're so important, and whether I get it done right or whether I don't, or whether I get it done on time, or whether he does it or she does it or whatever, all of these details become almost something that occupied too much of the energy of our lives. And when you learn to surrender and to let go and to realize that intention isn't necessarily something that I do, but something that I connect to. And I'd like to share with you here at the opening a couple of observations, a couple of quotes that I came across as I was preparing to write this book. The first of these quotes is from a person who's been a very powerful and important influence in my life. His name was Carlos Castaneda. And Castaneda, particularly in his later books, in his book The Fire from Within and The Power of Silence and The Active Side of Infinity, he spoke about intention not as something that we do, but as something that we connect to. I included this particular observation of Castaneda's in the writing of The Power of Intention because it was this particular quote that really inspired me to write this book and to produce this program and to be here with you today. And as like everything else in my life, I almost feel as if I'm no longer the one in charge. I don't even know how it was handed to me. And when I read the words, I had them laminated and I wrote them out and carried them around with me and ultimately knew I was going to write a book about them, about this idea, and I was going to produce a program about it. And here's what the quote says. In the universe, there is an unmeasurable, indescribable force which those who live of the source, in quotes, of the source, and of the source means sorcerer. Now, not sorcerer in the word, when we think of sorcerer, we think of witches and incantations and all kinds of hocus pocus and so on. That's not what the word sorcerer means. It means of the source, those who live of the source. In the universe, there is an unmeasurable and indescribable force which those who live of the source call intention. And that absolutely everything that exists in the entire cosmos is attached to intent by a connecting link. And then he goes on to say, sorcerers are not only concerned with understanding and explaining that connecting link, but they are especially concerned with cleansing it of the numbing effects brought about by all of the concerns of living at ordinary levels of consciousness. Very important and powerful words to consider. Think of it like this, that everything in this universe was intended here, including you, including every mosquito and every palm tree and every avocado and all of the Rocky Mountains and the oceans, that everything that shows up in the material world emanates from a source. And this source can be thought of as that which intends things into the material world. And the question here today isn't whether or not you are going to be connected to it, because you couldn't be listening to this program. You couldn't be processing what I'm saying here if you weren't connected to this field. This field beats your heart. This field of energy grows your fingernails and grows everybody else's fingernails. I used to say it grows your hair, but I've become a little suspicious of that, you know. But this, it animates all life. Now, this is one observation, that intention is what I'd like you to think of when I think about the power of intention. Intention.